BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's Monday, we're back on in the afternoon. It's the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Another listener cuts out all the hassle of applying for the TV show Dragon's Den by going on our much easier version, Instant Dragon's Den. You get a direct line to Deborah Meaden at home so you can pitch away. Also, bangers, and we announced the 12th celebrity contestant who signed up to this year's Strictly Come Dancing.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills. 1.
Right, so back on weekdays, 1 till 4 on Radio 1. This is Scott. I want to say, Chris, just to start things off, I'm very proud of you for your documentary on iPlayer right now.
Oh, thank you so much. It's got your endorsement, has it?
Yeah, I just think that to go and do something like that, without me being here to be like, it's all fine, is a brave thing to do.
Yeah, you did get a couple of texts, though, didn't you?
I did, but then that's fine.
And it was full on.
It was full on. So you went to America, and this is on Radio 1 channel on BBC iPlayer now.
Yes.
So it's a thing about, well, you've done a couple of them, but extreme festivals around the world.
Yes, the idea is Radio 1 want to send me to some of the world's most extreme festivals. And the one that you can see on BBC iPlayer is one about a festival called the Gathering of the Juggalos.
Now, this isn't like V, is it?
No.
Couldn't be further away from it.
It's very, very, very different.
Mm. So did you see things you've never seen before that?
Oh my word. Yeah, like several things.
Right.
And I've got to be really careful how I talk about it here on the radio right now. I've been warned several times that I can't even explain what it was the year of. For example, every year they have a theme there. Oh, and this year's theme I'm not even allowed to say.
I've just seen that.
But within 30 seconds of watching it, you'll be able to see what it was.
So it is. Is it a rap festival?
Yeah, well, it's a festival founded by the hip-hop group that's the they're called the Insane Clown Posse. And they have a whole gathering of people called Juggalos, and they call themselves a Juggalo family. So once a year, they meet at this festival, and it's just one of the most extreme things I've ever seen. Mm. But, I mean, highlights include sort of wrestling, foam parties, but very different to any kind of foam party I've been in before.
They also seem to be pretty much against wearing clothes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hilarious seeing this on iPlayer, to be honest with you, because you've got to tick a box saying that you're okay with all the warnings that they give beforehand.
You must have been buzzing for that, though.
Buzzing to have one of those warnings before something I've been involved in.
Feels good, right?
Just feels amazing that they've let this thing go out.
Now, is there a bit with you... Is there a pink bikini involved?
Yeah, so what they thought they would do is to help me sort of get used to the environment is I would have a festival friend there. And my festival friend there was a guy called Mankini, who's this dude who just walks around in a bikini. And he's kind of famous for it there. He's someone that everyone knows. And he seemed to be able to fix me up with...
But this guy's like a massive bearded man in a floral bikini.
Yeah.
There's a lot to discuss here, but most of it we can't do on daytime radio.
Exactly. So what I would say is if you're kind of intrigued, go watch the first minute. If you don't like the first minute, you won't like the rest of it. If you like the first minute and you're sort of intrigued, go with it.
Yeah, the first minute, it gets a lot worse after that. Was it friendly?
Yeah, that's the strangest thing. I was in such an uncomfortable environment, as you know.
I know, I was worried.
But one of the stranger things and one of the more extreme things about the festival was just how much of a family everyone acts. So you'll be walking around and someone will just pass you a beer because you haven't got a beer. It's that kind of thing.
Cool.
It's really cool.
So if you've been to festivals here in the UK because it's like that time of year and you want to see a very different festival, go to BBC Radio 1 channel on BBC iPlayer. It's there for you to watch right now. Tell us what it's called again.
It's called the World's Most Extreme Festivals Gathering of the Juggalos.
Perfect.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Lou in Farringdon in London. He says, I've just looked up Chris's thing on iPlayer. Fairly sure I'm scarred for life. I really hope you're not at work. Do not look at that at work. Do not, do not. Shawn Mendes, Treat You Better on BBC Radio 1. Not suitable for work.
No, really not safe for work. Yeah, I should have said that before as well. All the warnings.
Oof. Okay, so today, this is exciting. We are announcing another contestant for Strictly Come Dancing this year, and that's going to be at 1:40. You have to be careful because it's really easy to let the actual cat out of the bag at this point because now we know who it is.
Mm.
We can't say who it is, obviously, but who do you think it's going to be? Let me know. Maybe a pop star. Not that many pop stars in it this year yet, I don't think. Actor? Have we got anyone from Casualty? There's normally a Casualty in there. Don't think we have yet. Many TV presenters do
it as well. TV presenters, radio presenters, of course.
Yeah, I think there is one of those already. Who? Yeah, there is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They don't work here.
What? No, he doesn't.
Right. So 1:40 today is going to be another BBC Strictly announcement. How exciting.
Mm. Yeah, it's not you.
No. It's not you, is it?
It's, I wouldn't want to say.
Oh, don't. This is what Greg was doing last week on his Snapchat. Or maybe it is. Oh, I don't know.
Could be him.
And well, we both know who it is.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here's another one that they need to send you to, but it's not very extreme. Have you heard of Lollapalooza?
No, what's that one?
That's like an American festival, but she's been all over it.
Yeah, but what goes down there?
It's just a normal festival.
Oh, is it?
With a weird name. So we spoke to Ellie last week, and we were asking about if she's ever had to kind of change the lyrics to a song, because you know sometimes you'd use like sound tracks, and they're very specific about what they want. Obviously, she did the music from 50 Shades of Grey, Love Me Like You Do. This track is also from a film, from Bridget Jones.
Yeah.
So she's written songs for films before, but she was saying they don't always hit the mark.
Actually, yeah, I did something for Hunger Games once, and they said, the director called me and said, can you rewrite the lyrics?
Oh.
I was slightly offended.
No, I can't. No, goodbye.
I think he just... Good day. No, yes. I can't. I think he just wanted it to be... he told me that the theme and what was going on in the film, I think he just wanted the lyrics just to be a bit more, it relate to the film a bit more.
That's Ellie Goulding from last week, and this is the track. Fire and ice, this love is like fire and ice. This love is like rain and blue skies. This love is like sun on the rise. This love got me rolling the dice. Don't let me lose, still falling for you. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. We're about to announce another contestant for this year's Strictly Come Dancing. Oh, God, I remember being in this position. It's, like, so weird, because you can't tell anyone. You're sworn to secrecy.
Well, that was the strangest thing about the way you were revealed on Strictly, so to speak, was like, you were just like, it's me.
Yeah, I was in this very studio, and then they were like, and I'm doing it, and played the theme tune, and everyone was like, but you're not, though, are you? Well, yes, I am. So the person that we're about to reveal, I am looking at right now. They do these Strictly reveals in different ways, don't they? Sometimes they put, like, a bag on your head and then reveal it that way, or sometimes you walk down some stairs on the one show. I mean, I remember Carol Kirkwood last year was revealed from behind some umbrellas.
That's right.
On BBC Breakfast. So it's all
that's right.
High-budget stuff. So I thought we'd go for a different approach today, because this person we both know very well, and I know they will not be able to stay quiet for very long without saying something. Particularly, Chris, if we start maybe picking them apart a little bit. Because this person cannot resist a sassy reply. And I just want to test how long they'll be able to keep quiet for before they have to pipe up and say something.
Oh, look, they're moving their lips like a fish, like they already want to talk.
Already wants to talk, but can't. So you're about to find out who is the next person to be on Strictly Come Dancing. I think we just do mild insults, because this person will be able to give it back times 100, and I'm a bit scared. So mystery person, try and stay as quiet as you can until you can't resist coming out, I mean talking.
Yeah, no clues.
Here we go. So this person, no, you start.
Can we talk to them directly? Yeah. I know this is a great opportunity. Okay. You've got hamster cheeks, like they're packed full of hamster food.
This person does not suit pink.
Oh, yeah, go for the clothes.
This is
terrible. You look like a funeral director on a bad day.
A lot shorter than I imagined.
Disappointingly so. Your voice is so whiny, it makes me zone out. And when I watch your show, I fall asleep because your voice is whiny.
You have all the charm of an airline salad.
Oh, no.
Okay, now I have to intervene, because that's mine.
That's one of his.
First of all, you look like you've been mugged by the homeless, both of you. You are wearing shorts, Christopher, which frankly look well, to say the very least, disturbing. This is just absolutely dreadful. You claim that you've been painting your house in Maidenhead or wherever it is. He's moved there just to meet Theresa May, as far as I can gather.
Prime Minister. Yeah,
we know who that is. Well, you just learnt this morning. Although, what even is that top?
It's just a T-shirt.
My goodness me. Was that what it is?
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's one of those things we used to have Harvest Festival in schools, where you brought tins of sardines for people. Not really sure where they ended up. But you'd bring a little tin of sardines and perhaps some last season Weetabix and that T-shirt, hoping that nobody would even want it. It's like that bit at the beginning of The Sound of Music where you have... There she is, Julie Nat Andrews, a nun. She arrives at the Von Trapp family and the children say, what a wickedly nasty dress, or whatever the words are. And they say, why are you wearing it? Well, she says, the poor didn't want that.
Scott, do you want to announce who it is?
The next contestant for Strictly Come Dancing is Judge Rinder.
Hello, Scott.
Hello there. We didn't mean any of that. We just wanted to do it in a different way.
Whiny?
No, he didn't mean it.
I'm authoritative.
Yes, you are. So, you've signed up for Strictly Come Dancing.
I know. Well, I was mildly inspired by you.
Thank you.
In the Red Lobster thing.
Yeah.
No, honestly, they asked me. And they wanted me to go elsewhere and announce it. But I couldn't think of anywhere more appropriate than coming to discuss it with you.
Thank you.
They said, well, not only can Scott announce it, but he might be able to give you some sort of advice. And I thought, well, I'll just go in for the announcement, frankly.
Yeah, you don't want advice from me. How are you feeling now it's all kind of out there?
I'm actually really, really nervous about it. I keep sort of going around. It's not me, it's everybody else. You know, I think going to learn to dance, everyone's sort of around and going, this is the most important show, and everybody watches it. And I'm genuinely going to dance. And then people, it seemingly, rather want you to pretend a little, as if, you know, you don't want to get as far in the programme as possible. Do you remember Heidi High? You do, you're old enough, you probably don't. Mm. There was Peggy and she kept saying, all I want to be is a yellow coat. People keep wanting to conscript me to say things like, all I want to do is get to Blackpool. I just want to get to Blackpool. What nonsense. It's porcupine.
They don't know what they've let themselves in for,
exactly.
Do they?
They absolutely don't.
They're quickly finding out.
I'm going to be glued to this every single week. Oh, I can't tell
all
you.
All I want, all I've ever wanted. It's the only programme, in fact, it's the only moment in the world where anybody uttered the phrase, all I want is just to get to Blackpool. So, I mean, it's just nonsense.
Mm. Yeah.
So you're looking forward to it, Rob?
Yes. I might get it. I'm hoping for a Russian partner.
Are you?
Mm.
Yeah. I would love to be in the training. Maybe I could. Can I pop down to training one day?
Hell yeah.
Oh, my God. That
would
be so much
what
fun.
So are you going to teach me a move?
No, not at all. I just want to watch what you're saying to your dance partner.
I think you're going to be a game changer on this show because everyone, I've seen it with Scott when he was on there, everyone turns into a really nice group, everyone gets on really
nice.
Well. I've got a feeling you're going to be kind of very honest to people on the show.
That's what worries me, is that sense in which, I mean, if you enjoy it, I mean, I'm not inauthentic, I don't tell lies, but I mean, I'm not going to be, I can't imagine sort of, you know, part of the sort of, but I don't know, I'm not going to tell Porkies about the whole thing, you know, if people are off or mean, I shall tell everybody. Yes. BBC are seemingly nervous about that.
You mean if you don't like somebody, you'll say?
No, I'm sure I like everybody. You know,
it is a really nice team.
Yeah, as long as they're kind to everybody. Yes. I mean, I don't go in for sort of diva-ishness. You know, the sort of people that, you know, this business somehow is designed to interfere with people's moral chemistry to some extent. You know, people running after you for coffee and that sort of thing. And people who go into the business in the first place are, well, in many respects, you, of course, not included, egomaniacs. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, so it's just the worst thing in the world. As long as people aren't diva-ish, I shall be fine. Why am I looking at you? Why is he looking at you?
I just, like, you're going to go in like a wrecking ball on this
so
thing.
Good, I can't wait.
This is Literally. The biggest show on TV.
Yes.
You know, this is the biggest show on TV. And I'm worried
Why
about
is he
Judge
trying
Rinder.
To,
I'm almost
freak
worried
me
about
out.
You. But in a world, I don't think you realise the gravity of this situation. Like, you're going.
Well, I think
in.
That's good, though.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Otherwise, you'd be so nervous.
Is this a psych out?
No,
this is what
at
I
all.
Used to do to my opponents in cases. I'd go out to them and go, your client's terribly guilty. Terribly, terribly guilty. It's not going to go well. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Are you new? How long have you been practising? Oh, dear.
I cannot wait for the first time that you are getting your scores from Craig Revel Horwood.
Oh, my word. I hadn't
Think
even
about
thought
it.
Of that.
Think about it.
Yeah, no, he's really looking forward to meeting me, apparently.
Is he?
That's good. The thing is, between him and I, of course, is that I'm still, as far as anyone can see, able to raise an eyebrow and wind-assisted.
This is the kind of thing we're going to get every Saturday night, and that's why.
Well, I'm not sure. I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm rubbish, it's not going to work out well. If I'm rubbish and he says so, I'm sure, you know, I'll have to admit it.
Right.
I suppose.
But I can see that you sometimes will probably disagree with him, and that's going to be great television. We'll talk more about Strictly with Judge Rinder in just a minute. Wait there, okay?
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We've just announced that Judge Rinder is one of the contestants on Strictly Come Dancing this year. Hello.
Hello.
Can you dance?
Not really. I mean, a little bit. I my only meaningful friend at school, which probably surprised some people, was a school nurse, Mrs. Cornish. Poor darling. And, you know, I didn't really suit childhood terribly well. And so I'd go and sit in her room and bunk off biology. And the only thing she was able to dish out was, plasters and strepsils. So we'd go and sit and talk about her husband, and she taught me how to cha-cha. Oh. Yeah, so I can do that one. I know it sounds really miserable.
Well, that's a great start.
That's so good.
Well, I mean, not really taught. I mean, she...
No, but here's the thing. I think that you are going to be a lot better than people might think you're going to be.
Why?
I don't know. I just think that you are potentially an actual dark horse in this. And I think people are like, oh, yeah, Judge Rinder's doing it. Oh, he won't be able to dance. And actually, he's a weapon.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, I do.
Is that an insult as well?
No, that's good.
Oh, right.
I think you could go far, especially if there's a heady mix of quite good dancing and insults to Craig.
Sorry, Paul.
You'll be in weeks.
Well, you know.
You might even get to Blackpool.
I know. Well, all I want is just to get to Blackpool.
Are you enjoying the other contestants that have been announced so far? So
I've
Ed
not met
Balls.
Any of them. Ed Balls, yeah.
He's on.
You've heard that he's on.
Yeah.
Anastasia, the pop star's on.
Yeah. I was told this morning who it was. I thought it was, the surviving princess of Russia.
No,
that would be Ledge.
Let me throw some other names at you. Will Young.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah. Laura Whitmore.
No.
Okay. Danny Mac.
No.
These are all going to be your friends soon. Daisy Lowe.
No. I've been told about them, but no.
Yeah, will. You will get.
You'll
to,
get to know them.
No, they'll become. Sure, we'll be a group of real friends.
Louise
of
like Redknapp.
I know who that is. Yeah, Louise. Because I know her husband.
Right.
Not well, but you know my. Yes.
Melvin O'Doom.
Melvin what?
Melvin O'Doom.
I don't know. That sounds like something from Lord of the Rings.
Yes. These are all going to be your friends as of next week. When do you all meet up?
I think in a couple of weeks' time. There's all these rehearsals and stuff. Do you think you were there? Actually, that's a good question.
The first rehearsal.
You know, first
rehearsal.
Is it on? And is everybody sort of looking around, doing that sort of swagger?
Yeah, and it's
like,
is it? Everyone's kind of.
Ooh, can he dance?
Yeah.
Look, she's got muscles.
Yeah, and you can see all the professionals looking, going, "Oh God, I hope I don't get him." I mean, that's
a hilarious part. And what do you have to do? Are there? Did you try and fake people out?
No, but basically,
like, look at my jazz hands.
No, you have to. The first time you all meet up, it's normally in some. It's in a huge kind of rehearsal room. All the Strictly pros are there, and all the celebs are there, and they. You have to learn a group dance for the first. Opening Strictly show.
Nobody slung out though in the first one, are they?
No, so that's good.
That's the problem. I mean, you know, there's nothing quite so depressing as when the public hate you.
Yeah, well.
Not to me.
Poor Greg Wallace last year. He was out first. I knew he was going to be out when I saw them re-icing his cake in the corridor. And I was like, oh no, because you have to dance again if you're in the bottom two. He had a cake, of course, because Greg Wallace, and then I saw them frantically re-icing it, and I was like, oh no, he's gonna have to dance again.
And how did you manage your nerves? And also, I mean, everyone pretend, you know, I pretend, I say, well, you know, I don't really get nervous. Well, I can imagine everybody else creating a climate where it's live and you're standing there, I might get a little bit nervous. Yeah. What do you do to calm your nerves?
There's nothing you can do. You just have to embrace it, because once they go, and now let's have a look at them in training this week, you know you've got 90 seconds before you're about to do a dance, and that's horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, and then you hear the music and you're like, ugh!
But did you get a little bit of sick?
Yeah. On the first episode, before I walked down the stairs, I nearly puked. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Because
really?
When they have that, there's like, dur, 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 and I'm like, oh, God, this is happening. Why have I done this?
Well, you have to stay in touch with us and just give us all
updates.
Look, I'm really... No, of course I will. I mean, you are genuinely part of the reason I'm doing it. So, I mean, you've been so supportive. I hope you... I don't want you to say kind things. That would be appalling. But I definitely want you to at least... give me some advice during the process?
I absolutely will. I've promised you that already, and I promise you that we will. And I'm just really pleased that you're doing it. And if we can get constant updates throughout the process,
definitely,
that would be.
Will you come and watch?
100% yes.
Will you be there?
Of course I will. I'll come support you
if you're not decorating your own house. Why don't they pay you here? decorates their own. He gets up at 5 o'clock in the morning and decorates his own house.
I know. The remaining contestants for Strictly are announced tonight on The One Show. I'm going to be watching every week, and I'm going to come down. Thank you so much. I promise. Judge Rinder,
thank you. Lovely to see you both.
So, joining Ed Balls, Will Young, Laura Whitmore, Orea Duba from BBC Sport, Melvin O'Doom off of Lord of the Rings, Louise Redknapp, Danny Mack, used to be at Hollyoaks, Daisy Lowe, BBC British presenter Naga Monchetti, oh, that's music, oh, Anastasia, and Claudia Fragapan, Team GB gymnast, is Judge Rinder, contestant number 12. It would have to be us introducing that one, wouldn't it, really?
Good luck, everyone.
Good luck.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Paul from Blackpool, who says, I cannot believe that you've announced that Judge Rinder is doing Strictly. I know, it appears that most of the UK is in shock right now.
It's definitely the right show to announce Judge Rinder, though, right?
100%.
We've known this guy for a while. We know what he's like.
Paul says, also, I'm in Blackpool. What's wrong with Blackpool? Get used to it. He's going to be doing it every week on the TV.
Yeah.
Words that nobody has ever said. I can't wait to get to Blackpool.
Well, that's not a bad impression, is it?
He's just one of those that every punchline's got to be something controversial.
Yeah, every time. Paul, Blackpool's lovely. He's just saying that every contestant on Strictly says, I need to get to Blackpool, I want to get to Blackpool, and he doesn't feel that way. In fact, he said it was nonsense. Oh, I need to say thank you to everyone who visited the Scott Mills Bridge over the weekend. I got so many tweets with pictures. I've got my own bridge with a plaque on it, which, it divides north and south at Fleet Services on the M3. Apparently today is a bit whiffy. It comes and goes, the smell.
I've got an idea on this, if you're keen, Scott.
Go.
Well, I thought if loads of people are visiting the bridge, everyone can take responsibility for it. So if everyone brings a bit of air freshener with them, like one of those sprays, and just as you pass through, spray it.
Or just buy it from the shop. You know, there's plenty of shops there. Very good.
Yo, bring a flower. Like, if we could line the thing with flowers, that could be good. Although, yeah, that might look slightly sinister, actually.
I'd quite like if it was lined with scented candles.
I don't think we can tell people to bring candles to the bridge.
Yeah, if everyone bought like even a cheap little scented candle, it'd smell a lot better, I'm telling you. Anyway, as you know, tomorrow in many parts of the UK, it's going to get hot again. We're having another heat wave. So if you are visiting the bridge on the M3 at Fleet in the next couple of days, it's going to be pretty hot. So I can only really apologise in advance for the smell.
The Scott Mills Daily.
3:45 today. We've got a mix for you, the summer mix, and today's subject of it is summer romance.
Oh.
I don't think I've ever had a holiday romance.
Oh, that's nonsense.
What do you mean?
I'm sure if I put some thought to it, I can remember some holiday romances you may have
had. Of mine?
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, but it depends what level of holiday romance. Does like 2 days count?
Yeah, does that one in Edinburgh count?
Yeah, what I mean is like a quick in and out job to Cavos. No, what? Sorry, I mean like if you're only in Cavos for a couple of days DJing and say you had a romance there, does that count as a summer romance?
I've never had a romance in Cavos.
No, fine. Oh. No, you haven't.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, I've just got some great news.
What's that?
Tomorrow on Innuendo Bingo, this has just come through my ear now, like off of TV when they hold their ear. Greg James.
Great.
It's one of my favourite things when he plays the game because he gets so involved. This is what happened last time Greg was on.
One of our favourite clips now from last week. And it's Born on the Same Day with Serenal Fiennes on Channel 4.
Right, okay.
Now, it can be cold and it can be lonely in the Arctic. Mm. But... come on. Serenal Fiennes will do whatever he needs to survive in those cold conditions.
I couldn't pump it because I only had one hand and it kept slithering away. So I put it in my mouth and pumped it with the other hand.
I never get bored of playing the game with Greg because I know it's always going to be good. And it literally just dissolves into three schoolboys just messing about.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio
1.
Yes, Jamie.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, not too shabby. How are you?
I'm all right, mate. Yeah. Whereabouts are you?
Just on my journey home.
Okay.
Just pulled over to give the show a ring.
Okay. You know about bangers, right? You know what happens?
I listen to it religiously. I love it.
Okay. Who do you normally pick?
Well, in all fairness, I'm torn between the both of you 9 times out of 10.
Are
really?
You?
50-50. Yeah. Proper 50-50.
Yeah, proper 50-50 in all fairness.
What's the most exciting thing that's happening in Grantham today?
I don't know till I get home. It's my birthday today, but...
Today?
Oh!
Yeah.
How old are you, please?
Today. 21.
21.
Happy birthday.
I appreciate that, mate. Thank you.
And many more.
Oh, you must be buzzing.
No, because I've been at work, so... You know,
yeah, but it's done now.
4 o'clock this morning.
Are you going out tonight?
No, not on a Monday. School night.
Oh, mate, I don't know what to do. Do you want us to come over? Like,
yeah, do you want us to help?
I'd appreciate that.
Okay, this has got weird.
We'll play you a song.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
But you have to choose it.
Yeah, go on.
I thought you were offering to go and keep him company in Grantham tonight.
I don't know. I'm feeling sorry for you for some reason. It's your birthday. I just want you to have a good time.
I'll soon be the weekend.
Yes. Are you going to go out the weekend then?
Of course I am. Yeah.
Okay, this is what I've got for you today, Jamie. This could be your ultimate birthday song.
Do you know what? It's so weird. You've got this one, Jay Sean, right?
Yeah.
So weird you chose this one because I was thinking of putting this on as well. I don't know why. I sort of thought of it last week.
Jay Sean.
Tune.
Remember this one? Remember this, Jamie?
Yeah, it brings back some memories, school memories.
Or, Jamie, you will always look back on your 21st birthday and remember this song.
Oh.
Labyrinth, let the sun shine.
Throw a spanner in the works, that.
Yeah.
Do you know, I think it's one of those that really depends on what the weather's like where you are, specifically you, Jamie.
The sun's just creeping out. I'm torn between the two. You both bring back good memories from school. But I think I've made my mind up.
Okay.
I'm going to go with... Scott.
Oh,
today.
Yes. Appreciate it.
Yes, magic.
Happy birthday. Yes, that's good. James, happy birthday to you as well. He's down the road from Grantham and is also staying in tonight. You've got to save it up for the weekend. But then we were saying, if it was your 21st today, would you not go out the weekend just gone? I don't know.
Yeah, and then done another party the next weekend just cause.
Yeah, but then your birthday is kind of done. And your birthday's done before you've had your birthday. That's kind of rubbish. You've got to have something to look forward to.
Well, here's an idea. Why don't the two Grantham lads meet up?
Yeah, we're making dreams come true, aren't we? Liam... in King's Lynn says, yes, good choice today. I wasn't quite sure. Like, I played a little clip of it to myself earlier. I was like, will this sound good or not?
Hey, it sounds good, yeah. Like it.
Okay, so 1-0 to me at this early stage, and that was Jay Sean that won it with Down.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's do another one of these. All right, Johnny.
All right, Scott, how's it going?
I'm good. You've been on Instant Dragon's Den before, haven't you?
Yeah, I have, yeah. And unfortunately, for whatever reason, Deborah decided not to invest.
And what was your idea?
It was lazy plates.
Oh, the lazy plates.
Lazy plates. I do remember that one, actually. Yeah, that was a good idea.
It was a good idea. I'm still behind the fact that it was a good idea.
And what was it again?
It's basically, you have a plate with multiple pair of plastic layers, and you have your dinner, whip a layer off, you got a new clean plate. No need to wash it up.
No need for washing up ever again.
Just whip a layer off, Scott.
Is your idea today going to blow Deborah Meaden's mind?
I think this is a bit more polished. So.
Bit more polished, okay.
I think where you went wrong slightly last time, Johnny, was maybe the presentation style, you know? You've got to really sell this thing.
I think I've got that covered.
Yeah, all right.
I've worked on it.
Okay. Where are you at the moment?
I'm in Ibiza.
Yes. I love that you're doing a Dragon's Den pitch from Ibiza.
Well, it's got to be done, hasn't it? Priorities.
Now, as you know, I'm lucky enough to have Deborah Meaden's home phone number because we're kind of friends. So I can save you the hassle of applying for the TV show and put you straight through. You pitch your idea, OK?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
OK. Right, I'll call her now, wait for her to answer, obviously, and then do the best sales pitch of your life.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Deborah. How are you?
Who's calling?
It's Johnny. We've spoke before. I've been passed on to you from Scott Mills.
Okay. Hold on. Is this the Johnny with the paper plates with the plastic layers on them?
Yeah, you're correct. Yeah, I imagine that's the worst regret of your life, not investing.
No, the reason I only ever remember the very best and the not so good, and I'm afraid yours is the latter.
So yeah, I've got another invention for you.
Yeah.
I think you'll like this one.
Right.
It's called the Boozy Blocker.
The Boozy Blocker.
That's correct, yeah.
Right.
And I'm looking for a £500,000 investment.
Half a million pounds. Yeah.
Yeah, which in return you'll get 30% of the business.
Right, what is it?
Yeah, right, so the Boozy Blocker is a breathalyzer that plugs directly into your phone to prevent you sending any drunken messages that you may regret in the morning. Right, I don't know about you, Debs, but I think I can talk for a lot of people when I say...
Sorry, did you just call me Debs?
Deborah.
Yeah.
Apologies.
Okay.
But I think I speak for a lot of people when... Maybe you go out one night, you pop down to the local, maybe had one too many strawberry daiquiris, and you've woken up the next morning to find tragic messages have been sent to, like, potential suitor or maybe your boss.
Right.
So the Boozy Blocker prevents that. I don't know, have you ever had any trouble with that?
Luckily, there weren't mobile phones in the days of me drinking strawberry daiquiris and getting slaughtered, no. So that's probably just as well, because I could well have done it. And actually, Johnny, that is a really, really good idea.
Well, I can give you some more details about it, if you like.
Please. I think probably the most important detail being how we're technically going to do it.
Right, so... The Boozy Breathalyzer comes with a free app that you simply download to your phone. 2016, Deborah, everything's a smartphone, isn't it? Apps,
yeah.
You know all this. You input the details of people you may have the urge to confess your love to, or whatever you may not want to say. Like, so you put in your ex, or your mate's wife, or your strangely attractive 45-year-old boss. And before you decide to sink a couple of pints of wine, or whichever beverage you prefer... You enable the app, which is then in place for 24 hours. Now, once you're under the influence and you decide that you're going to text your boss at 2 a.m. to tell her she has a wonderful pair of legs, then you go to hit send and the Boozy Blocker will stop the message. And then you've got to pass a breathalyzer. And if you don't pass a breathalyzer, the message will not be sent.
I've got to tell you, I think it's an absolutely brilliant idea, and I think there will be thousands, if not millions of people out there screaming, that is a fantastic idea. One small point. Technically, how does the phone tell that you've...
dropped? Because it comes with a clip-in breathalyzer. It plugs into the charging port of any phone.
So are you technical at all?
Yes.
You're not, are you?
No, I am, yeah. This is a serious investment opportunity.
All right. No, do you know, it's an absolutely brilliant idea, but I could probably tell that you're not very technical because it require a quite a considerable technological piece of work between the breathalyzer and the telephone. So unless you're technically able to do it...
This is all included in the £500,000. Do you want me to break it down for you?
No. No.
You sure?
It's going to take a lot more than £500,000.
You've got to invest.
I think it's an absolutely brilliant idea, and I think maybe somebody out there listening to it will think, actually, technically you can do that. I have no idea whether or not you technically can do it or not. But actually, you know, I bet there's a load of people there wishing they had that app on their phone. I think it's a great idea, but it's going to take millions of pounds. So I'm afraid, Johnny, I'm afraid this probably won't be the last time. Just know it won't be the last I ever hear of you, but I won't be investing. I'm out.
I think she's gone there, Johnny.
I thought I had that nailed. I thought I liked being back then.
She loved the idea that out of all of the Instant Dragon's End we've done, I'd say that was her favourite idea, but she just can't technically work out how to do it. And I would kind of agree.
See, that's where the money comes in. That pays for the technical people.
She said it would cost millions, though.
She's got loads of money in bank, hasn't she? She'll be all right.
I hear. Johnny, you did, by saying £500,000, right, for 30%, I'm just doing the maths, your value in the company are over £1.5 million already.
Well, I think that's an undervaluation, if anything. I think I'm being, generous to Deborah. She would get a good deal there.
Also, rookie error, don't call her Debs.
We've got to be on the same wavelength.
I think you did that last time. It didn't go down well then either.
She's just got to come round for the idea, I reckon. Next series, when you do it again, come up with another invention.
Mm. I do like the idea, but she didn't go for it this time. So, Johnny, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Scott. It's been a pleasure, as always.
She won't be investing, so you've come up with the laser plate and the ballsy blocker. But I know there'll be another one. Have fun in Ibiza.
Thank you, mate. You have fun in England.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Did you just call me Deb? The Scott Mills Daily. We told you last week on the Reading Breakfast Show that Chris has got a new house. How's it going, all right?
Yeah, it's all right, yeah. Yeah.
Only has a barbecue to cook on at the moment.
It's all right.
I'm going to buy a barbecue because I'm a man. But nothing else, no?
That's just it, the barbecue so far.
However, just been showing me your barbecuing skills from the weekend. Check that!
Mate, I'm telling you, I'm going to make this for you one day. Beer can chicken.
You put a beer can up a chicken.
Yeah.
And it works, right?
It just sort of sits there on the barbecue.
It looks amazing.
On the can.
I'm really, really, really impressed. I'll have to come round. The Scott Mills Daily. So we have confirmed for tomorrow, Greg James on Innuendo Bingo. That'll be at 1:45. Oh, yeah. This is also, breaking news coming into me all the time here, guys.
Don't hold your ear as if it is literally just coming into your ear right now.
No, but I like it when they hold their ear. You don't see it that hurt. You don't see it that much anymore. Occasionally on Sky News, you get to see them hold their little earpiece in.
All right, what's in your ear?
Nothing. No one's telling me anything. But on, is it Wednesday? Wednesday afternoon. Literally breaking news. This is why I'm not so sure. Off of Gold... medal, no, gold. Is it gold medal, isn't it? Is it a gold medal? Olympics.
There are gold medals in the Olympics.
No, this is right, because I got them confused. I got them confused
going?
With awards last year. I called them awards. They're not awards.
No. Gold medals.
Off of gold medals in synchro diving, Chris Mears and Jack Law, straight from the plane. They're coming straight here from the plane from Rio to the Radio 1 studio, and that'll be on Wednesday.
You're incredible at booking the divers, aren't you?
I know. The Scott Mills Daily. Those are your Monday best bits. Greg James will play Innuendo Bingo tomorrow at 1:45. We're on from 1. Scott Mills.